Free Talk Live, and we're kicking off hour number two. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark?
That's the Packet8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free. That's freetalklive.com. Now, Mark, we've got a very adult topic here.
Pretty close.
And I don't want to make it sound like we are pandering to the lowest common denominator, because we're not. This is a scientific...
It's from thenewscientist.com.
...article, and so we're going to be very careful here, but it is going to involve sex talk. So if you're one of those people that want to protect your kids from this sort of thing, you should tune out now.
Well, I think we're going to use as many clinical terms as we can here.
Absolutely. Very scientific discussion of what, exactly?
Semen.
Seminal fluid?
That's correct.
Ejaculate.
Look, I'm just reading it.
Okay.
NewScientist.com. Semen makes you happy. That's the remarkable conclusion of a study comparing women whose partners wear condoms with those who don't.
Huh.
The study, which is bound to provoke controversy, showed that the women who were directly exposed to semen were less depressed.
Exposed.
You know, I looked this up. This is really from
thenewscientist.com.
Yeah. There was that one Yahoo News one that was BS that said that imbibing male fluids would reduce the chance of breast cancer or something.
This isn't the
coming in contact with.
The sexual depositing, intercourse style depositing. Of
right.
It. Okay.
The researchers think that it's because mood-altering hormones in semen are absorbed through the vagina. They say they have ruled out other explanations. I want to make it clear that we are not advocating that people abstain from using condoms, said Gordon Gallup, the psychologist at the State University of New York, who led the team. Clearly, an unwanted pregnancy or sexually transmitted disease would more often offset any advantageous psychological effects of semen.
Right. I mean, if it's true that semen helps you get over depression, having an unwanted pregnancy is just going to put you right back in. To depression, that is.
That's right.
Is that it?
No, I just... keeping from laughing too much.
His team, what's funny about this? It's serious news.
Yeah, I agree. His team divided 293 female students into groups depending on how often their partners wore condoms and assessed their happiness using the Beck Depression Inventory, a standard questionnaire for assessing mood.
I'm curious about how many of the 293 women have partners that don't use condoms very often at all. Or at all.
They didn't give those numbers. 293.
Okay.
All I've gotten here. People who score over 17 are considered moderately depressed. So remember that 17 is over 17. 17 and over are moderately depressed.
Got it. So the higher the score, the more depressed.
Correct. The team found that women whose partners never used condoms scored 8 on average.
Nice.
Never. Those who sometimes used them, 10.5.
Hmm.
So just a little bit. Those who usually used them scored 15. And those who always use them scored 11.3. So there's a little bit of a up-down here.
Yeah.
Women who weren't having sex at all scored 13.5.
Wow.
So apparently, according to these numbers, it's better to not have sex at all than to usually use a condom. But always using a condom, you'll be happier.
It sounds to me like this is a study that should be duplicated. Has this been duplicated yet?
It has not. This is breaking news here.
Okay.
What's more, the longer the interval since they last had sex, the more depressed the women who never or sometimes used condoms got. But
makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Sex is healthy.
I agree.
It's a good thing to have.
But the time since the last sexual encounter made no difference in the mood of women who usually or always use condoms. Hmm. The team also found that depressive symptoms and suicide...
That's because they're not even having sex. Like, if you got a condom on, it's not even real sex.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Well, that's your opinion.
I'm not advocating unsafe sex. I think you should be very safe. You should have your partner tested for sexually transmitted diseases. You should get yourself a vasectomy, and you don't have any worries anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like me.
Couldn't possibly catch a social disease from a cheating partner, though.
You shouldn't be with cheaters.
There you go. The team also found that depressive symptoms and suicide attempts were more common among women who used condoms regularly compared with those who didn't. The results will appear in the Journal of Archives.
Use a condom, you might kill yourself.
So it would appear. And Gallup told New Scientist that his team already has unpublished data from a larger group of 700 women confirming these findings. In this study, the always use condoms group were more depressed than the usually use condom group, suggesting the discrepancy in the smaller study was a sampling error, he says. Hmm. Alternative explanations, but this isn't but is it really the semen that affects women's mood? The researchers say they looked at alternative explanations, such as whether women who seldom use condoms took oral contraceptives, how often they had sex, the strength of relationships, and the possibility that they have a certain type of personality influenced the decision to use condoms. Mm-hmm. But none of these factors can explain their findings, they say. In fact, the results aren't a complete surprise because semen does contain several mood-altering hormones, including testosterone, estrogen. Is that estrogen?
Estrogen?
Spelled with an O?
I've never heard of that.
Me
I don't
either.
Know what that is. O is nowhere near E on the keyboard, so.
It is not. Follicle stimulating hormone.
Now, I wonder, are all of these hormones and that sort of thing, are they in the spermatozoa or the seminal fluid? Because when you use the term...
Not a scientist.
When you use the term semen, it's all of the above. I mean,
right. There's a bunch of stuff involved.
Like, for instance, with me, I have a vasectomy. I've had one for ever since I was, I think, 22, 23. So I've had it for a number of years. I don't have any sperm in my seminal fluid. So
right.
I wonder if I still have all the hormones and all that. Because there's
I'm
other
sure you have
things
the hormones.
In there. I would think I do.
I would think. Anyway, there's several hormones
which
in
explains
there.
A lot about why my girlfriend's so peppy.
Oh, sure. Some of these have been detected in women's blood within hours of exposure to semen. The question that many people will ask is whether oral sex could have the same mood-altering effects. Mm. Since the steroids and birth control pills survive the digestion process, I would assume that the same holds true for at least some of the chemicals in semen, says Gallup. I understand.
Possibly. It may not be as efficient.
I wouldn't think that exposing it to stomach acid, assuming, well, I don't, never mind. I would understand that some gay males who have intercourse is not uncommon to attempt to retain the semen for extended periods of time, he adds, suggesting, of course, that there may be psychological effects, but further research will need to be confirmed whether exposure to semen through oral or other types of sex does not affect mood in heterosexual or homosexual partners.
So this study has only confirmed that when it comes to women
Correct.
Receiving in their selected orifice, mm-hmm. the vagina, that will actually, it is likely that they will have happier lives, happier, more fulfilling lives.
That's what it's suggesting. So, but why would semen have such an effect? It makes no sense to me for this phenomenon to have evolved, says Shitoshi Kanazawa. An evolutionary psychologist in the Indiana University of Pennsylvania. But Gallup counters that men whose semen promotes long-term mood enhancement might have more chances to indulge in sexual activity.
When you say that, what do you mean? Like, since it feels so good, they'll do it more often?
Yes, women would do that.
They're not as depressed, so therefore they're more likely to have more sex and therefore be less
right.
depressed?
The woman consciously or subconsciously says, I'd rather have sex with Mark. I always feel better than when I have sex with Ian.
Right.
Right.
Well, I can tell you that one of the deciding factors in my lady, current lady, selecting me was that I don't have, there's no risk of pregnancy with me. So she could have unprotected sex with me and not have any concerns. The vasectomy was a major selling point when it came to me meeting my lady. And so I gotta say, I mean, if you are somebody out there who... doesn't really feel like you are going to at any point have an interest in having a biological child for yourself. Maybe you're like me and you realize that there's plenty of adoptable children out there in the world. Mark, you were adopted by your mother and thank goodness.
And father.
Yeah, and so I just feel like, have yourself some safe sex and do it without a condom. It's possible as long as you got a vasectomy. Then it's safe every time.
You know, I think it's limiting in some respects. Obviously, you won't be able to have your own children.
That's the only limit.
Right, and a lot of people feel very strongly about that.
They do, and I think it's very silly of them.
No, you can think that.
Yes, especially when there are millions of children in the world that don't have parents and that could use some help. Why would you want to go through the process of creating another one? 800-259-9231 is the Packet 8.net toll-free line for you. I don't know if there's any questions we can even ask about this study without possibly pandering to the lowest common denominator.
I don't think that there's any issue that here that we didn't discuss.
But nonetheless, a very interesting scientific development.
It is that.
And it makes sense. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. It is your show. Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever you want with the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system with over 190,000 posts, over 1,400 people interacting. It's a lot of fun. Serious issues. Fun stuff all being discussed, and it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And do you have a child in your life? be they son, daughter, or sibling, give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. So give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com, 800-657-5066. Quickly to the email box. Actually, even though this is a quick email, it's just so filled with misinformation, it might take a little while to respond to.
I like that.
It's from Bradley. He says, I have recently been listening to your show, and I believe that your view on the war is wrong.
Okay.
Considering we started out the show by talking about invasions and that sort of thing. I do believe that Bush has made mistakes in Iraq. And by the way, Bradley just sort of randomly capitalizes and uncapitalizes letters. Like, for instance, he doesn't capitalize the I in the middle of his sentence, but yet he capitalizes the I before the I in the word in before Iraq.
So when you say random, it's not just throughout the words and stuff. He's sort of attempting to use
capitals. I do believe that Bush has made mistakes in Iraq, and so Bush has admitted himself. But I see the war as a war for the freedom of Iraq. Our troops are in Iraq freeing the people of Iraq. Now,
well, I disagree with that because I don't think that I don't think you can set someone free. I think they have to want freedom enough themselves.
They have to acquire it on their own.
Right, I really do. I don't think you can do it. Otherwise, somebody else is just going to waltz right in and set up shop.
Plus, maybe it's just me, but when I envision freedom in my mind, and it has to be envisioned in my mind because we're not living in freedom here in the United States, here in America. But when I envision freedom, it doesn't include roadblocks. It doesn't include barbed wire fences.
And 600,000 deaths.
No, it doesn't include explosions. It doesn't include gunfights with military soldiers. In fact, it doesn't include much of anything that's going on in Iraq. It makes me wonder if Bradley is actually just parroting the things he hears on Rush Limbaugh.
It sounds that way to me.
Or he's on Fox News.
He said Bush has made mistakes, but then he admits that Bush has already said that he's made mistakes. So.
He says, our troops are freeing the people of Iraq. Saddam was a murderer. He was the Mao Zedong or Joseph Stalin of our time. He killed thousands of his own. I believe Chairman Mao killed millions. Didn't he kill a lot more?
He probably had more people to kill.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that Chairman Mao or Stalin are good guys. I'm not saying that Saddam was a good guy and wasn't like them. I'm just saying it's none of our darn business.
We created
Saddam, and it just doesn't seem to me that, I don't know, it seems like such weird
logic. We armed him. We put him in his position of power.
Yeah.
We, meaning the U.S. government.
Right.
Anyone, he says, he ruled his country with fear. Well, isn't that how the U.S. government rules the United States?
It sure is.
Be scared of terrorism. Be scared, America.
Well, what about speeding tickets? Why don't you speed? Why don't you go as fast as you want? Because
you're scared of the man with the blue lights and the gun.
Right. So ruling a country with fear is nothing new.
Anyone who spoke against him, them along with their entire family, would be killed. But if you didn't speak out against him, you'd be okay. I mean, Saddam Hussein, on the scale of dictators, really wasn't the worst of the worst.
And there's been polls. The Iraqi people, a lot of them, a majority of them claim that they'd rather have Saddam back.
Yeah, I think 90% of Iraqis are worse. Believe they're worse off today than they were when Saddam was in power.
Thanks for freeing us.
Yeah, I don't think they feel like they're free. To me, the war is to free these people from the grip of Saddam's supporters. These are the insurgents that our troops are fighting now. Really? The insurgents are only Saddam supporters? I find that a little hard to believe. In fact, I think if you talk to some of the insurgents, you'd find out that they're a variety of different individuals, people who are fighting the American troops for a variety of different reasons. Mm-hmm. Many of them probably are fighting because their home was blown to pieces, or their friends or family members were also blown to pieces, and they're a little angry about that.
I think there's a good chance of that.
And there may indeed be people who are former Saddam supporters in there, too. I think there's a variety. Anyway, he says a minority of radical people are tearing up their own country. No. I'm pretty sure we tore it up first.
Yeah, right.
Now they're just fighting. But a large majority, and again, when I say we, I've got to beat myself up over this. It's not we. You and me, Mark, we're not involved. You listeners aren't over there doing this. This is the U.S. government doing this. He says, but a large majority of people in Iraq do, in fact, support and praise the United States for liberating them. Oh, really? Well, that doesn't exactly jive with the 90% in a scientific survey that showed that they are less better off today than they were before the invasion. And every other study that we've seen confirms those numbers. What was it, like 70% wanted to kill U.S. troops if they had the chance?
Right. They, you know, it makes perfectly good sense to them. You know, they want us to leave, and they believe using violence to get us to leave is acceptable. 70%, something like 70%.
Maybe he's confused. Maybe somebody took a camera, maybe somebody in the U.S. military took a video camera around to different people in Iraq and interviewed them on tape and asked them if they felt they were better off. Because when a military man in fatigues is asking you questions,
or
you're
going
to say whatever he wants you to.
An old poll. I mean, right after this occurred, I'm sure that that's what people said. But we've been there a long time, 4 years now. Let's go. It's time to leave.
He says, in all, we're freeing an oppressed people that couldn't help themselves. And apparently you couldn't help yourself with punctuation and spelling. Themselves. I will go as far as to say that if the U.S. needed more troops to help in this effort, that I myself would go and gladly die for those oppressed people.
Just so you know, the U.S. does need help. Does need more troops, so you should sign up today.
Yeah, talk is cheap, Bradley, and you should, if you've been listening to this show or even been paying the slightest bit attention to what's been going on around the world, you would know that the military's desperate. Desperate for new troops.
They certainly are. They're lowering their standards. They're taking people that are of lower intelligence. They're taking ex-convicts. They're taking all kinds of people.
In fact, speaking of the ex-convicts, according to the Associated Press,
of course, they're taking out gay people.
This week, the Army and Marine Corps are letting in more recruits with criminal records, including some with felony convictions, reflecting the increased pressure of 5 years of war and its mounting casualties. According to data compiled by the Defense Department, the number of Army and Marine recruits needing waivers for felonies and serious misdemeanors, including minor drug offenses, has grown since 2003. The Army granted more than double the number of waivers for felonies and misdemeanors in 2006 than it did in 2003. Some recruits may get more than one waiver. The military routinely grants waivers to admit recruits who have criminal records, medical problems, or low aptitude scores that would otherwise disqualify them from service. Overall, the majority are moral waivers, which include some felonies, misdemeanors, and traffic and drug offenses. The number of felony waivers granted by the Army...
You need a waiver for traffic offenses?
Grew from 411 in 2003 to 901 in 2006.
That's a lot.
According to the Pentagon, or about 1 in 10 of the moral waivers approved that year. Other misdemeanors, which could be petty theft, writing a bad check, or some assaults, jumped from about 2,700 to more than 6,000 in 2006. So again, they'll take anybody. You got a pulse? You can sign up for the military.
Catch a bullet.
Yeah, have fun over there, Bradley. Personally, I don't believe a word he says. Because if that was true, he'd already be signed up. More on the way. It's your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit soleywellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231 and bring up whatever is on your mind. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free. Shrine of Female listeners included. Dozens and dozens of ladies from around the world have sent us their validated photo. And you could be on the Shrine as well, ladies, if you're listening to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Who's the most pro-liberty individual in the United States Congress? Why, it's Ron Paul. Register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 25th, 2007, and meet presidential candidate Congressman Ron Paul and other influential people who support your freedom. Register at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum today.
Yeah, since you bring that up, I know, Mark, you had told me that you had an email from Brian in Colorado about the Free State Project, and, well, at least partially
it's
about
mentioned.
The Free State Project. And how he feels in regards to it and the future of liberty, and I thought it was pretty good. Why don't you share it with us?
I agree. It's in the case of a sudden decrease in cabin pressure, place your own oxygen mask over your face before helping others. My awakening to libertarian ideas came on a plane from Cincinnati to my home in Colorado in 1995. A few years earlier, a friend had told me that a poll taken by the Book of the Month Club in the Library of Congress named Atlas Shrugged, the second most influential book in Americans today, after the Christian Bible. I wasn't a reader of fiction. I spent most of my time building my business and thought I'd have anything. I didn't have anything to learn from stories on paper. At that time, I was spending a lot of time reading business books and magazines on planes, traveling from client to client. One day, I was at a bookstore in the Cincinnati airport, and I was looking for something light to read when I thought about my friend. Out of curiosity, I went back to the fiction section and grabbed a very thick book with lots of small type. Atlas Shrugged. I cracked it open on the plane and was immediately hooked. For the next 3 days, I was inaccessible to my family and friends, and my employees. The thing that struck me about the book is that it talked to me in a way that modern culture has long since forgotten how.
Now, I've actually never read it. I've heard it's excellent, though.
I've read part of it, but then it lost the book. So, anyway, I enjoyed what I read. I really enjoyed Fountainhead, but that's a little lighter and more fun to read,
gotcha,
from what I understand. Rand's characters were too perfect, of course, but that's not the point. I had always known that selfishness is the most natural and noble trait of man, but everyone from my mother to my minister to the worldwide press constantly talked about how we need to be giving and selfless. I knew that
Which is a contradiction, by the way. I mean, it's selfish to give to others. That's what people just don't seem to understand.
Nope. Everything that you do in order to make yourself feel good.
Right. Whether you're doing it consciously or subconsciously, that's
right.
What you're all about.
Whether you're giving money to a poor person or shooting up heroin, that's the only reason that people do things.
They're selfish actions, and it's okay. In fact, it's good, as Brian's pointing out. It should be encouraged. People should be encouraged to be selfish because it benefits others.
Right. I knew that this conventional wisdom was ill-founded, but I had no foundation upon which to justify my own beliefs. I felt alone. Enter John Galt. Rand's impossibly perfect man is not a model for the real world, but certainly has some admirable traits that I could latch onto and see some in myself. Henry Reardon, the pragmatic capitalist, has more traits with which I can associate, but he eventually becomes attracted to the light of Galt. The single most powerful image of the book for me was Galt's Gulch. This is a remote valley where captains of industry have dropped out of increasingly socialist fascist world, would pursue their natural talents. They are, to a man, selfish, arrogant, antisocial, and talented. But somehow they all work together to create a perfect utopia of free trade, free men, free minds, and free markets. What a revelation that was to me. I saw a perfect world where people working in their own self-interest increase the wealth of all people around them. Selfishness was the highest virtue. I had found a home. For the next 10 years, I toiled in a world where communal service and paying your fair share was the norm. I told many people about the virtues of selfishness and tried to point out that we all win by recognizing that there is no such thing as altruism. Well, there is altruism, but it's deeper than people think. Altruism. Altruism is done for the purpose of making yourself feel better. You do good things.
It's under the umbrella of selfishness.
It is.
Same. It's the reason why, as a perfect example, the reason why Walmart tried to send trucks full of water and ice to the people in Katrina, the victims of the government's mismanagement of the dams in Katrina. That was done for selfish reasons. It's a wonderful altruistic thing to do to help other people get ice and water after a hurricane like that. But it was done because Walmart wanted to promote its name. There's nothing wrong with that. That's great.
And they wanted people to look at them as good folks.
Yes.
And I do. And then I heard about the Free State Project. This is a group that's trying to collect 20,000 people who think that their personal freedom is the most important thing. The goal is to move them all to a single state in the U.S., where they will all work for local freedom, and then, once they are free, to possibly think bigger. By being one of those many like-minded activists terrorizing the government for political change, my single voice will have much more power. This idea appealed to me immediately. After years of trying to convince people that they were not free and that they should fight for everyone's freedom, I had found a group that thought that freedom was best won small. If you are with your children in a life-threatening situation, you instinctively act to save them first. You jump into an alligator-infested swamp if they were in trouble. You think about yourself last. That is a natural reaction. Now, think of yourself with your children on a plane that has lost cabin pressure. Your natural instinct is to grab the life-saving oxygen, put the mask on your kids before you put it on your own. Well, this is not a good idea. By the time you get them fixed, you've suffocated, and who will help them now? That's why there's always an announcement at the beginning of the flight. In the case of sudden decrease in cabin pressure, place your own oxygen mask over your face before helping others. By putting your own mask on first, you are alive and able to help others who need your assistance. This is selfish, but is clearly the right thing to do. I can see a world where people have managed to fight for and win their personal freedom and will be an example to others who might want to be free, but see a number of barriers between themselves and their freedom. The men who fought the American Revolution committed to give up our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor to have freedom. They sacrificed everything for liberty. It is time for a second American Revolution, and all I have to do is be part of it is to switch one warm house for another. move my business, temporarily leave friends and family. Sounds like a fair trade to me. That's what I see in the Free State Project. I've lost the desire to save the world. It's just too many children to save. Instead, I've chosen to save myself first, then my family. After all, I see that I can see what I can do to save the rest. You can't save the children if you can't save your children if you're dead. You can't work to make the world free if you're a slave.
I agree completely. Though I have to say I've pretty much given up on the United States. I've given up on America. I think it's just important to save one place, and that's going to be New Hampshire. And if the rest of Americans want to wake up and smell the coffee and jump on board with the Freedom Train and save their own selves in their own locations, then I would welcome them aboard. But if they just want to enjoy their chains where they currently live, then I say, to hell with you.
Yeah, and I don't know whether it will spread and cover America. I hope it will, but that's not the reason I'm here. The reason I'm here is I want freedom for me, and I think that this is the only way to get it.
I like his point about the Second American Revolution. That's where we're at. The very beginnings, the genesis, if you will, of the Second American Revolution is happening right now. It's happening with the people who have picked up their lives, like one of our listeners, Puke, who just arrived here in New Hampshire over the last weekend. People like him.
I had coffee with him when he arrived. He was very nice.
Yep. And I met him on that couple days later.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, people like him who have uprooted themselves, who have picked up and come to New Hampshire to be part of the Free State Project early. They're the early movers. They're the ones that have decided, I'm not waiting until 20,000. I'm going now. Because freedom is so important to me that I want to go as soon as possible. Now,
it's happening. It's going to happen, and it is happening now. You might as well get here now. I don't see any reason to wait for 20,000.
Right. Don't wait for 20,000. I mean, now is different for certain people. If you've got a lot of strings to tie up,
yeah,
you should tie them up appropriately and then come up here. But you should be thinking about how to tie those up right now. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number for you. We're going to talk about a lady who is going to be introducing some gun legislation that, well, one of the reasons why you want to get to New Hampshire to be have that gun freedom.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Shelly, you look exhausted. Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bedfan.com.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231, the packet8.net toll-free line. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by becoming, say, a Free Talk Live amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn what the AMP program is all about. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. In short, the idea is simple. We give you everything on the website for free up front. So we're asking for a voluntary contribution from you, $3 a month. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com and you'll learn that what we're doing with the money is we're turning it around to promote Free Talk Live. So we take in the money and we turn it around into advertising in industry publications like Talkers Magazine. The half-page ads makes us look big and important, and that's good. People are coming on board. Radio stations are coming on board because of these AMP dollars that are coming in. Also, advertising on the Internet, getting new Internet listeners listening to the show as well, thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible and as fast as possible. AMP is making it happen, and you can help us out. AMP, amp.freetalklive.com. So we were talking about Brian's email. He had emailed in about the Free State Project, how he sort of his path to liberty. He discovered Atlas Shrugged and then eventually discovered the Free State Project and decided that that was a really good idea, getting people together all in the same place to make a stand for liberty. The second American Revolution, as he puts it. And I like this quote. I want to read it again. He says, "All I have to do to be a part of it is switch from one warm house for another, move my business, and temporarily leave friends and family." That's a lot better of a deal than dying. I mean, you don't have to die this time.
Well, yeah, that's comparing it the first American Revolution
right.
to the second.
Right. You don't have to die. You don't necessarily have to lose all of your property. You know, we haven't gotten to the point yet where there's out-and-out battles going on over liberty in this country. And hopefully it won't get to that point. And I believe we can head it off by having a bunch of people get together in the same place and make a stand for freedom. And that's what's happening right here in New Hampshire. It's part of the Free State Project. And I know that Brian is a business owner. I know he's going to be moving his business here. I know you had told me today, Mark, that one of our, I guess, people, I don't think we can name who he is, but he's going to be bringing his business here. He's mm-hmm. a Free State Project member. And he's actually mentioned something about giving preference to Free Talk Live listeners and amplifiers as far as jobs. Did I hear that correctly?
That's correct.
Right. So, like, that's really cool to give people an extra incentive because a lot of people are worried about the job situation when they come up to New Hampshire.
A lot of them are.
And there's certainly jobs here. New Hampshire's got one of the best economies of the northeast of America. And so I wouldn't be too concerned about that. If you look around, you'll find one. But the idea that some Free Staters are coming here and actually creating jobs for other Free Staters to come and take, I think that's really cool.
I agree.
So, in other news that isn't so cool, some blathering politician's press release about the gun violence recently in Philadelphia and Salt Lake City. Thought I'd share this with you to show you what we're up against here.
not here necessarily. She's from New York, of course. Representative Carolyn McCarthy on the shootings in Pennsylvania and Utah. She says, "Yesterday we learned of more unnecessary deaths from gun violence in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and Salt Lake City. I'm saddened to hear of these events and have introduced legislation that, if enacted, will prevent further further violence." Because legislation has stopped violence in
Absolutely,
the past.
Absolutely, that's going to stop violence.
"In Philadelphia, a gunman opened fire on his colleagues using an AK-47 assault rifle he legally purchased. These dangerous weapons..." By the way, all weapons are dangerous.
That's just why they're called weapons.
Right, depends on who's using them. "Which are intended to hit multiple targets in a short period of time, were allowed back on our streets when the federal ban on assault weapons expired in 2004. First of all, Ms. McCarthy, just a little bit of history for you. AK-47s were on the streets even with the assault weapons ban.
Yeah, and the other thing is AK-47s, if you want to, you know, this is an AK-47, this is how many people it's killed in the last 15 years, mm-hmm. versus this is a Saturday Night Special 22 short. This is how many people it's killed in the last 15 years. You will find far, far more people killed with little crappy handguns.
People in America. You mean.
People in America. Killed with little crappy handguns than with big, expensive automatic rifles.
That's true. She says, "The deaths in Philadelphia could have been prevented if Congress had done its job of protecting the homeland and renewed the assault weapons ban." See, now
then he would have had to have purchased it illegally.
Well, what's amazing is even the Democrats are now taking on the mantra of protecting the homeland, this sort of fascistic, Naziistic-sounding...
the fatherland.
Yeah, fatherland, the homeland. We're going to protect the homeland by banning assault weapons, which, of course, we're not going to ban them from the hands of the government agents. Oh, no, they'll still be able to access these guns. It's just that we're going to ban them from law-abiding citizens' mm-hmm. hands, which, of course, also the other side of the coin is it doesn't matter to criminals if there are bans in place. They don't give a flip.
Nope.
They're going to get their guns whether there's a ban in place or not. The only thing that changes is with the ban in place, the guns are more expensive.
They get guns in prison. How the heck are you going to keep them out of America?
So the idea that this is even possible is absurd. Anyway, she says, "I have again introduced legislation to permanently ban assault weapons. These weapons have no practical use. They're not used by hunters for sport or by individuals for self-defense.
Au contraire, madam, you can use them for self-defense."
Yeah, especially if you're being barraged by multiple attackers. As a number of people were back in Los Angeles during the riots in the early 90s.
How about
Korean
Katrina?
Shop owners. Katrina, another good example. When you're trying to defend your property from mass looters, vandals, or corrupt cops even, you've only got one option.
Right. You know, it's not like these things are common, but they do happen in America.
She says, "They're intended to kill as many individuals as possible in a short amount of time and have no place on our streets. The unfortunate situation in Philadelphia could have been avoided if Congress stood up to the gun lobby in 2004. Yeah, that's right, lady. It's all about what Congress does. Because Congress is so powerful. Congress and their laws are so special that all they have to do is just write words on a piece of paper and the gun violence, poof, it disappears. What a fantasy these people live in." Now, I don't know if she actually believes the crap she's spouting here, but the fact is some people believe it. Some people really believe that legislation makes a difference. And I'm sorry, the only difference it makes is it makes it more expensive for people to acquire these firearms. It makes it a little bit more difficult, but they'll get it. If somebody wants an AK-47, they'll get it.
If they want it badly enough.
"In Salt Lake City, a young man opened fire in a crowded mall, killing more than 10 individuals. It appears the shooter was not mentally stable, and police are still investigating how he obtained the weapons. It's vital that the background check records are current and comprehensive. And I have introduced H.R. blah-bitty-blah, the NICS Improvement Act, that would strengthen the National Instant Criminal Background Check System. These records let gun dealers know when an individual should not be allowed to purchase a firearm." Hey, you know what? The people that are relatively intelligent about getting around these laws don't go to gun dealers to buy their guns. They go to their friends. You don't go to people who have guns that aren't checking backgrounds.
Every newspaper I've ever looked at has a section for sales of firearms.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy a firearm from an individual, and it's not like this little system of hers matters.
As it should be. Improving the quality of these records will keep guns out of the wrong hands and make our country safer. That's right, because guns belong in the hands of the government. Right, lady? That's the only people that she thinks should have guns. And I think that's a dangerous situation. The reason why the Second Amendment was written into the Bill of Rights was not because you have a right to bear arms, but because the government is a direct threat to your freedom. And
the government
should bear arms against them.
Is the most likely person to try to take your guns away from you. The most likely entity.
And to take your freedom away.
Let me read the Second Amendment real quick, just in case anyone has any doubts that that's what the case is. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. A well-regulated militia indicates that some government or another is going to try to take away your freedom.
You know, the sad part about the story in Salt Lake City with the killer in the mall, the guns, mm-hmm. We haven't really talked about it on this show yet, but the sad part is it was a cop that brought the guy down, an off-duty cop.
Yeah.
It would have been a better story had it been just a regular guy who happened to be packing heat who brought the guy down. That would have made for a better story. Of course, then they would have brought him up on charges, and cops are virtually immune from charges.
That's
so
true.
Maybe it is better it happened this way. But nonetheless, if more people were armed, if more people had firearms in that mall that particular day,
mm-hmm.
I don't think that guy would have gotten the victims that he got.
No.
He wouldn't have made it as far as he did.
I'm sorry. It's our armed citizenry that keeps us safe and free.
And now this woman and her colleagues in Congress want to put a stop to it. And you know what? You can ban all the guns you want, lady. You ain't getting mine. 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. The Packet 8.net toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour number 3 is on the way. And as always, anything goes. Coming up, space race. The race to the moon again? It's Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.